Distorted View Daily proudly presents Glenn Beck, professor of comedy theory.
All righty, so if I'm wrong by using the terminology...
You know what? I'm not even going to tolerate this anymore, Rod, because you obviously, sir... Get off my phone! You obviously, sir, cannot handle comedy. On comedy, sir, we say things and take them to the extreme. Do I want to vaporize France as much as I want to vaporize you? You're lucky I don't have some sort of equipment where I could vaporize you right now, because I'd be pushing a button over and over and over and over again. Now that, sir, is what I would call comedy. Do I really want to vaporize you? Yes, I do!
I'm a sucker for other people's pain.
I have vaginal sex with my miniature stallion. Lows.
Eat that boom boom!
And you're putting feces in your mouth.
You need it, we got it. Flea market, Montgomery.
Shut your goddamn ass up.
We're gonna rape you.
Hey, Frank Stimenson, back here with you for the Wednesday edition of
Get off my phone!
TV. I'm not on your phone. Let back.
Get off my phone!
All right, calm down. I think you're confused. I think you dialed my phone number.
Get off my phone, you little pinhead! Get off my phone!
All right, enough. Thank you, Glenn Beck. Hang up on him, for Christ's sakes. He's cuckoo banane. Whatever happened to Glenn Beck? He gave up his television show, right? Is he still on the radio? Or is he just, you know, selling gold and stuff on the television? There's going to be an economic collapse. You're only safe if you carry around gold bars with you. All right. Have you guys been following the Jerry Sandusky trial? I have been. I'm very interested in any sex abuse scandal. I make collages out of the newspaper articles and promptly put them in my spank bank. Jerry Sandusky is on trial, of course, for having sex with all sorts of underage kids. One of these kids testified. What was it yesterday? Today, Wednesday. Wow, breaking news. He says that Sandusky's wife went upstairs. Apparently they were at Jerry Sandusky's house, right? Sandusky's wife went upstairs, and then the coach began wrestling with the little kid, pinned him to the floor, pulled down his gym shorts, and began to perform oral sex on him. And then Jerry Sandusky told the kid that he would never see his family again if he told anyone. What does that sound like? It sounds like this clip from a recent episode of DV.
Tell anybody about our little secret? I'll kill your dog.
Kind of. It's similar in tone. By the way, I just picked up on something from earlier in that Street Smart video where another guy is propositioning a child. Take a listen to this.
Hey, kid. How you doing? You know, we're making a movie over there. You want to go see it?
Did you ever notice the kid making noises at the end?
You know, we're making a movie over there. You want to go see it?
The kid wants to be raped, I think. I think the kid is being raped. He's being touched as he's being propositioned. That's my no-no bit. All right, some new audio to share with you now. This chick is fucking insane. I've never seen a girl give a blowjob like this. I think she might be on some sort of medication.
Oh, yeah.
I'm too hot, huh?
Harder.
Right, she's crazy. And she's got her mouth open, and she's slapping the penis up against her tongue, right? She's not really sucking the dick.
Oh,
yeah. And there's just saliva. She looks like she's salivating, or, you know, she's frothing at the mouth. I think she has rabies.
Harder.
And then also, like, her tongue is a little discolored, like a little yellow. Like, I don't think she's brushed her teeth, or she needs to, like, you know, I think she has some sort of, like, I don't know, bad breath, halitosis or something. Now she's sucking that dick.
Yeah.
What was she doing?
Oh, yeah.
And I've been chewing on your balls like,
Doesn't it sound like she has rabies? She's rabid. She's a rabid porn slut.
Oh, yeah.
And I've been chewing on your balls like, Fuck my cum with your tongue. Chew on them. Chew on them.
Wow. She's a wild woman. All right, let me
Don't
just...
Don't fucking make love to me. Fuck me. Fuck me.
If that's what women are supposed to sound like when getting sexed up good, I don't think I have a prayer. I've never made anyone sound like that.
My pussy! Fuck me like you paid for me! Fuck me as hard as you fucking can! Fuck my pussy until I have no pussy juices left.
Fuck me till my cunt is dry!
Slap me then. You ever slapped a fucking gun? Fuck! Yeah, sure. Fucking slap! Yeah. Slap me, you pussy! Yeah. Fuck that! Slap me! You gotta abuse my fucking gaggy little pussy! You're nearly passing out and dying! Fuck you!
Slow mo. There is absolutely no way I'd be able to sustain an erection having sex with someone like that. Like, it would be interesting, but I would just get too. I would be frightened having sex with the spawn of Satan. Moving on, Everything Is Terrible has uncovered one of the saddest VHS tapes I think I've ever run across. This is called How to Win at Lottery. How is this a thing? You pick random numbers. It's random. It's completely random. For the fuck's sake. All right, let's see the strategy involved in winning the lottery.
Hi,
tips from the experts.
I'm Bart Hansard, and welcome to Winning the Lottery. Now, if you're like me, you have a lot of fun playing the lottery. New car, dream house. New car, dream house.
Travel.
New car.
Travel, travel.
Take this job and shove it.
You know, I sure could use that new car.
Take this job and shove it.
That new car.
That new
shove it.
That new car.
That new
shove it.
I mean, the first thing she got her was a satellite dish.
Always wanted to have a watery.
Always wanted to have a watery.
Rec room.
Watery.
Rec room.
Watery.
Now, I like the fact that they remixed this. I would have enjoyed just watching the video in its entirety because what it seems like it's just people talking about when they won the lottery, what they bought. About a satellite dish. I always wanted a rec room. Well, what about the strategy involved?
Rub all over the luck, you know.
Millions.
Fantasy Five.
Millions.
Kicker.
Kicker.
Millions.
Daily Deco.
Millions.
Kicker.
Like my chart? Okay.
Well, there's some sort of chart involved.
I'm around to getting online.
Like my chart?
Well, then now's a good time to do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it.
www.org.org. It's not. It's actually not as sad as I thought it was going to be because they, you know, they did remix it into a little mashup.
www.gamblersanonymous.org.
If you don't play, you can't win.
What is it? Abuse the host day?
You got to play to win. That's what I took from this video. I do like the shout out to Gamblers Anonymous, though. You know, just in case you need help. If you're out of control, let me tell you something. Here's how you know you're an out of control gambler. You bought a fucking VHS videotape on how to win the lottery. Use your noodle for a second. There's no magic strategy to win the lottery. Also, it's interesting, you know, Ohio is now one of these states that has allowed gambling, right? Casinos, specifically. This thing just passed a few years ago, and there's like three or four casinos being built. The one in Cleveland just opened. They're building the one down in Columbus. And now that they're actually in the construction phase, on the TV, there's just countless commercial after commercial for Gamblers Anonymous and getting help if you have a gambling problem. I don't think they're getting their message across, though, because if you're a gambler, you're not watching TV. Chances are you've already pawned off your TV and, you know, you could be found at the racetrack or the casino, whatever. As a matter of fact, you know, there's this place near where I live. If anyone lives in Columbus, check out Dublin Granville Road near the Whole Foods. Right? There's like this little strip mall, right? And there's some restaurants. One is called Papaya. And right next to Papaya is this, they call it an internet cafe, right? But it's called like, you know, Lucky Leprechaun Internet Cafe. That was a huge red flag. And so I was like suspicious. I'm like, why is there a pot of gold at this internet cafe? What a weird motif, if you will. So, and then I noticed that it was open 24 hours a day, and I was like, that's kind of cool. But then I thought, well, I thought internet cafes kind of died out in the 90s. I mean, we're not in fucking South Korea or something. Well, so one day when I was actually eating at this Papaya place, I looked into the window and I didn't see any computers. What I saw were rows and rows of those, like, what they call skill machines. I call them slot machines. And that's exactly what they are. Now, they used to have these in bars and stuff, right? And I've actually played them before because I am a gambling addict myself. And I won like $80. It was on Geneva on the Lake near Ashtabula, right? And basically, it's a slot machine, right? But the way they get around this, because the whole idea is if it's a game of chance, right? Like a slot machine, that's considered gambling. You know, if it's just a random thing, you might hit it big. That's gambling. But the way they get around this is so retarded. So I believe, if I remember correctly, say like you win. Say like you get, you know, 777. Then you don't win then, right? Then pops up the game of skill. So up comes on the screen, on the, you know, on the little video game screen, like a matching game or something. Or, you know, something that requires very little skill. So basically you win if you get all 777s or, you know, whatever. And then, but to get past the legalities, they then turn it into a game where it's like a game of skill. Where if you, you know, anyone can win if you know how to do it or something. And then I guess it's not considered gambling anymore. It was really weird. They cracked down on it, but apparently they're pretty lax because there was like 30 machines and it was just a bunch of old people going into this lucky, that's another red flag, going into this Lucky Leprechaun internet cafe. It's like, why are so many old people getting online? It's really weird. So there you go. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up, fucked up news right now. Not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow. What are you waiting for? It's only $6.99 a month or $66.99 a year. You get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do extended shows like the one yesterday. Sideshow Freaks got over 20 minutes of bonus content. Tomorrow I'll be doing an exclusive program. So if you want to hear it, sign up for the Sideshow right now so you don't miss a thing. Superfreaksideshow.com. Three very quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up. Finally, you can drape your penis in luxury. The Louis Vuitton condom has been released. Black women across the United States are freaking the fuck out. A tidal wave of excitement, no doubt, swept through the label-loving locales of Miami and Essex last night. Essex. Last night when news that Louis Vuitton has launched a range of condoms. Parceled in wrappers printed with Louis Vuitton's iconic brown monogram. The condoms are embossed with the LV logo and priced at eye-watering $68 each. I would be washing the cum out of that condom and reusing it over and over and over. And the condom's brown. I don't know how that's going to look on my dick. You know, like, there's a lot of questions. I want to try this thing on first. If anyone was interested in this condom, unfortunately, news has recently broke that the condoms are a fake. Just like most of the Louis Vuitton purses you see out there, this condom is not real. It's a knockoff! And it's not creative director Marc Jacobs' latest tongue-in-cheek must-have accessory. The brains behind the spoof is Georgia Republic architect Arachli Kersakha, who collaborated with Design Provocation to create the condoms for World AIDS Day in December. I hope they get fucking sued by Louis Vuitton. Can't use that design. However, after a picture of the condom appeared on the Huffington Post yesterday, word spread fast, and before long, Louis Vuitton condoms was trending on social media site Twitter. A spokesman for Louis Vuitton declined to comment on the designer condom, specifically the fever sweeping across the globe caused by this condom. But it seems safe to say that should the demand for luxury handbags ever wane, they have a tidy potential plan B waiting in the wings. There's another potential product, Louis Vuitton plan B pills. All right, so there you go. Louis Vuitton condoms are not real. You can buy knockoffs, though. Second story we have for you today. This one's a strange one from Sweden. A Swedish party wants sit-down urination. Some left party said sit-down urination is more hygienic. Oh, it reduces splashback, that's for sure. It reduces the risks of bathroom users having to negotiate their way around puddles en route to the toilet. Left party members of a Swedish county council say they want to encourage men using the council's toilets to sit during their piss. The left party in Sormland said it wants the Sormland County Council to pass a motion. They've got nothing better to do over there in Sweden, requiring toilets reserved for stand-up urination to be labeled. The party said sit-down urination is more hygienic and reduces the risk of bathroom users having to negotiate their way around puddles. The supporters of the motion said sitting during urination also has medical benefits, including reducing the risk of prostate problems, really, and leading to a healthier and longer sex life. I don't understand that. Viggo Hansen, a substitute member of the council, an author of the motion, said he wants it to eventually lead to sitting-only bathrooms. How does pissing sitting down lead to longer sex life? I mean, don't get me wrong. Sometimes I do. Sometimes I sit down to pee, but it's like when I, you know, sometimes I think I got to take a shit, and so I get ready, like I get my book or my phone or my iPad, whatever I'm going to read, and, you know, as I'm trotting down to the bathroom, I'm like, oh, maybe I don't have the shit. Maybe I just have to piss. But I've got all this stuff. I'm getting ready to read and relax. So I just sit down, take a piss, and play my Temple Run or whatever. A little insight into my bathroom practices. All right. Final story we have for you today. This one comes from the great majestic land of Canada. A woman who claims her boyfriend forced her to commit bestiality wrote him a love note 3 days before going to police to retract her earlier denial of the event. So I'm guessing, you know, she had the dog fuck her on her own. Like, that was her idea. But, you know, if you're the boyfriend and you had nothing to do with your girlfriend deciding to have a dog fuck her, what would you then say when you received a love note from her? Like, I'm not going to stick my dick in that pussy where a dog has been coming inside. That's disgusting. The love note was brought up Tuesday while she was on the stand at her ex-boyfriend's Nova Scotia Supreme Court trial on 9 counts, including 2 counts of compelling her to have sex with his dog, sexually assaulting her, and 2 counts of assaulting her with a knife. Another reason I wouldn't want to have sex with her anymore. She's saying that I, you know, assaulted her with a knife and raped her. And now you're sending me a love letter? The crimes are alleged to have occurred between November 1st, 2008 and August 11th, 2010. The 38-year-old woman initially gave a videotaped statement to police alleging the bestiality, assaults, and threats, but recanted them in a letter she gave to legal aid defense lawyer Barry Wynot on February 16th, 2011. On March 15th of that year, in 1 of 9 emails exchanged between them that day, the court was told that the woman wished her former boyfriend sweet dreams, said she'd be dreaming of him, or dreaming of, you know, the dog fucking her, and attached a series of emoticons, including a kiss, a hug, a heart, a wink, and lips, and a pile of shit. I love that one on the iPhone. 3 days later, the woman told the cops that her original statement was true and that her ex-boyfriend forced her to recant her original allegation. I don't know what to believe anymore. To further complicate the issue, this woman, the alleged victim, said that, you know, this man has an out-of-control temper, was, you know, a madman, but, you know, she didn't want to leave him because she really thought that he loved her. But meanwhile, the man's sister-in-law described him as a goody-goody who didn't use drugs except for one time he smoked cocaine with her. The alleged victim was a heavy prescription drug user, though. So the woman, who got nailed by the dog, was a pill head. Frequently fell asleep on the couch, could not carry on conversations or understand basic questions. And, you know, when a dog sees someone passed out like that and naked, if there's a hole present, the dog is just going to take it. She described the alleged victim as head over heels for her brother-in-law, said she frequently proclaimed him to be the perfect man and that she couldn't imagine life without him. I don't know. If I was the judge, I would say, I don't know. I would just say, let's just call it a day. Let's call it a wash. No, you know what? You may have been raped by a dog. This man may have instructed you to get nailed by the dog, but you're kind of crazy yourself. You're sending them love letters and shit. Just go away. The trial, you were under the influence anyway. You probably don't remember it. Didn't feel a thing. The trial is being held in Bridgewater. It resumes on June 25th when the accused will take the stand. So stick with DV. We may have an update for you. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, here we go. My favorite part of the show. This is where I can sit back and listen to the stupidity of my listeners.
Hey, Tim, this is Drew. I was listening to the June 1st show. Uh-huh. Hilarious. I love the skits. You need to do more. Reminds me of the good old days back in 04 and 05. Yeah. Appreciate it, man. Thanks.
All right, more skits on the way.
P.S., it's Roy again. When the fuck are you coming to New York City? If you really fucking want to, like, you know, if you think I'm fucking fucked up, drug addicted whore, eats dirty ass, sucks diseased cocks and shit like that, there's plenty of other people like me out there. Dude, much worse. Trust me.
I've got to get over to New York City. Yeah. You know, my nephew lives there. I could take a little break, take a little vacation, go there. Love to meet Roy Killer Moore.
Addicted whore.
He's a drug-addicted whore.
Eats dirty ass.
Eats dirty ass.
Sucks diseased cock.
And sucks diseased cock.
Shit.
So he sounds like my type of guy. My peeps.
Like that,
my peeps. He's one of my peeps.
There's plenty of other people like me out there.
Yeah, he's... He is so high right now. You can just tell.
Cocks and shit like that.
Yeah.
There's plenty of other people like me out there to do much worse. Trust me. It's my mama. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you very much. Roy Killer Moore checking in. It's always good to hear from him.
Hello, Timothy Boo Henson. This is your friend Jenna calling. I'm just wondering, I remember when you played a sound clip of somebody suffocating kittens in a vacuum seal.
Sounds about right.
And you were saying how it was, you hope that they catch this guy and blah, 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 and he's been going around, blah, blah.
Of course.
Whatever. Anyways, have you heard about this shit going on in Canada? I'm from Canada. This guy sent a torso and a foot to Parliament, and there's a video on him chopping up his boyfriend, dismembering him, and da, 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 da.
The zombie future!
And they were just saying on how he's put on so many videos of him killing kittens.
I need to subscribe to his YouTube channel.
Feeding kittens to pythons and drowning them in tubs and blah, blah, blah.
If that's not screaming for a Sunshine and Lollipops remix, I don't know what is.
So I was just thinking, do you think this is the guy? I think his name is Luca Magnota, whatever his name is. I don't know if you've ever...
I wonder if he lives on the second floor. The Luca that I remember lives on the second floor.
If you've talked about it on your show, I haven't caught up with recent events.
Suzanne Vega reference.
It
was Suzanne Vega.
My
name is Luca. All right. Real quick, you know, Roy Killer War called in and, you know, just a second ago and said,
Megan. It's Roy again.
So that made me, while I was playing this last call, I said, you know, let me check to make sure that I didn't miss a phone call from Roy Killer War. And sure enough, I did. Here's the original voicemail he left.
Hey, Tim, it's Roy Killer War. You know, I really should take your number off of my phone because when I get really fucked up, I call people just to piss them off or send them that, like, nasty text messages about how fat they are and probably don't want to talk to me because they're fat as a cow and shit like that. So I get in trouble a lot. I just thought I'd call you. It's a beautiful day. And
please don't ever lose my number, Roy Killer War.
Thank you.
Always, whenever you are high, feel free to call into the voicemail line.
Shit, motherfucker. Anyway, I'll definitely. You know, it's hard for me to do these interviews because my stupid husband retired and he's always at home, like, farting. And it's like, oh, fuck, you know? Like,
yeah.
Yeah, Amy really knows what I do. It's a don't ask, don't tell situation.
I see.
Don't ask, don't smell.
Don't ask, don't smell.
Wait, don't ask. Please smell, whatever.
Don't ask, please smell.
You get the point.
Dirty ass. It's a dirty ass, please smell situation. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Happy fucking summer.
So, thank you very much for that. Happy fucking summer. Wow. So we've learned a lot in these last couple calls from Roy Killer War. One, he's got an old man, right, as a sugar daddy. That's what I'm thinking, because the old guy's retired, right? Doesn't like Roy Killer War calling in, doesn't want to participate in an interview, or doesn't want Roy to participate in an interview. He's aware that Roy Killer War is a hooker, sucking dirty disease cock and, you know, doing booty bumps and all that other shit. But it's a don't ask, don't smell policy. Okay, whatever.
Hey, this is Jimmy Boo, what it do? It's the Big Moldy Cheese from Montucky. Listen, man, I got a suggestion. I was listening to you on the May 29th show.
Cheer.
You'll probably get this somewhere around July fucking 4th. And you said, why do I even do the voicemail section anymore? There's hardly ever anything worth listening to.
Yeah.
I'd say about 20-30% of it is worth listening to.
Well, if you recall, I used to play a lot more voice. Well, today I'm doing a lot of voicemails. Usually, like now, I'll do like 4 or 5, and that's about it. But before, I was doing upwards of 10 a day, and it's too infuriating for me.
Hey, Tim. It's a teenage girl here. I turned 18 not too long ago.
All right, so you're officially 18.
Well, I barely call in.
We can talk about, you know, nasty stuff.
Good time calling in.
Your moist pussy and your labia. Your delicious pink lips and stuff.
I just want to say, my name is Potato!
Oh, okay. I thought we were going to have sexy talk, but you just wanted to scream your name is Potato.
What the fuck?
Yes, caller. That it?
Hi.
Oh.
You suck monkey ball. You are a fucking cunt. And I hope you die. You stupid cunt turd fuck!
Thank
Jesus
you.
Jesus Christ came to me in a dream. He told me, white boy, you are boys, not of
from,
this world. You are
selected
you. Jesus Christ blessed you. Keep your penises out of other boys.
All right.
Don't trust a Negro. Never put
Whoa,
money in your
racist.
Mouth. As a brown man might have touched it, you are not of this world. You are special.
All right, thank you very much. God damn it. Spiral ham fucker just ruined that voicemail segment. We were doing pretty good with Roy Killer War and stuff. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our FHCL website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God. You know, God. Spread the distortion, STD. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. I will see you back tomorrow if you're sideshow freaks for the Thursday podcast. Otherwise, I'll see you back on Friday to end the week. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody!
Harder, deeper, now. Slam your cock into my cunt. Fuck to explosion.